For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, what's happening out there? Welcome in. This is Bolt Brady and his bro. We are a quarter through this NFL season, just rocking. We had a great week. Let's welcome in Bolt.
We did, and I thought we'd give an update on the record here since we're a quarter of the way through. But I just got a second to pull up Twitter there, and big news coming out of the NFL. Looks like Tom and Giselle are getting the divorce attorneys.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Looks like that thing is over with.
You know what that means, though, for us? Probably like three more seasons of Tommy here. I mean, he's rocking.
Well, I was joking around with you before, and I said, dude, this is when he gives Gronk the call and goes, hey, bud, why don't you move in? Let's have a decent time here together.
Right. He's like, ditch your lady. Let's rock this.
And Gronk goes, no problem. Let's call up. What was the little guy? The other receiver?
Edelman?
Yep.
Amendola?
Yep. Edelman. They go, well, let's get the three amigos rocking here. We'll hit the town together.
And your boy AB, who was getting in trouble in Dubai?
Wow. Well, I don't think they'd call AB up, but since you brought him up, he is one of the 409s of the week.
He should be the one and only.
Well, he is. There's another one. It's not quite as bad, but it's. I mean, why don't you tell the listeners about Antonio Brown down in Dubai?
I hadn't heard of it, but I guess it happened a few months ago. He was on vacation at some swanky hotel, and he's hanging out in the pool, and he just, I don't know if he's having the cocktails or what. I hope so.
I'm sure, not that.
I excuse the behavior. But he meets some random gal, and his first move is to show the rear end, just bare.
Right in her face.
Right. And someone's videotaping this,
right?
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Which they tape everything now. So he's like, check out my rear. And then she goes about 30, I don't know, maybe 15 feet away from him. And then he just goes, pulls the drawers down and shows everything up in the air to her.
Right.
And she just wanted nothing of it.
Well, of course. And he's just like, what? What's going on?
Yeah, and it shows him smiling like, we're all good here.
Right. And, I mean, now that just officially wrote off the NFL.
Everyone. Yeah. I mean, he's 34 with his issues anyway. He's done.
Yeah, he's adios.
But, you know, messing around over there, he's lucky it was a few months ago. If that was current, they may have come and grabbed him and kept him there.
Jeepers.
But yeah, clean your game up, AB.
Yeah, that's a spray down 409 AB-er.
Wow, so Tommy, you know, I mean, no one's weighing him down now.
No. Well, and that explains the 11 days that he took off, and I'll, you know, the, like, remember,
and the skeletal frame.
Yeah, the weight loss, cuz you know, you're not eating cuz you're bummed. So that sucks for him. Never want anyone to have to go through that. But yeah, I mean, it probably will be a little bit of the weight lifted off the shoulders. Speaking of that, how about that game, the KC-Tampa game?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually one of the winners that we provided the listeners last week. The revenge factor came in to play. Like I said, there was no chance Tampa was winning that ball game.
No. I mean, they had an answer every single time, and they just always had a nice little cushion there.
Right. Well, it started off with the fumbled kickoff return to start the game, and you go, right then, you know what I did? Pulled up the end game, Patty, and I doubled up on my investment right there.
More chips on them.
Yes, I did, because I said, there it goes. They've got no chance in this ball game.
Yeah.
And, you know, of the my boys, they don't like when I go against Tom. And I said to the oldest, and, you know, he plays football with your son, my nephew. And I said, hey, what about if I said, remember how last year you guys lost the championship game and how mad you were? And he goes, yeah. And I go, what if you played that same team on the same field? What would happen? He goes, we'd kill them. And I go, exactly. That's why we've got Patty and Kelsey tonight.
Yeah, let's factor that in.
Yep. And that's how easy of a handicap it was right there. Sometimes it's not hard to handicap. You got to just break her on down.
Mm-hmm. There are a couple apologies are owed to me, I think, for I would have had a perfect week.
Mm.
One, Coach Harbaugh, which I'm sure that upset a lot of people. I mean, I had some wins because it was 3.5 or 4 earlier in the week.
Right. Well, that's when we gave it out was the 3.5.
So I did get some wins in that regard. But for the Circa, you know, I think we both took them and it turned into the tie because they were getting just 3 even.
Right. And they were up 20-3.5, the Ravens over the Bills.
I mean, they've given up 2 leads like that this year and both at home.
Yeah, I know. It's super surprising. I mean, you know, in their defense, they're against 2 really good teams. I mean, Josh Allen is a joker, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he is legit. Like, his ability to run the ball, and it's so much different than, like, Lamar's or Kyler's. I guess Jalen's a little bit more like him. Like,
it's that, it's got that feel of Big Ben in the pocket where they can't, they can't pull him down because he's big, but then he's a better runner.
Way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better athlete. I mean, he's just more mobile. But yeah, like you said, and then when he gets a head of steam rocking, they don't really want to get in front of him. And he just plows in like they're at the end zone that he did. He's badass. He's fun to watch. I was trying to think. I'm like, wow, who would you want like on the last drive, like Lamar, Patty, or Josh Allen? It'd be pretty tough to pick.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like a Cam Newton was great, but, you know, Josh seems like he's throwing it better than him.
Way better. Yeah. I mean, he's just one of those guys that's slightly a competitor. You know, speaking about the competitors, I saw a few guys that, few things I didn't like. First, it started back on the Broncos game when the Niners lost and Jimmy G didn't play very well. And after the game, like literally right after the game, he goes up to someone on the Bronx and he's just got this smile as big as like he's on a Colgate commercial, just the pearly whites. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You just lost the ball game. And then like I saw on Sunday when the Broncos played the Raiders and there's this picture of Russ with Carr and, you know, they've got their shirts off and they're about to exchange jerseys like with this big smile. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You just lost the ball game. Like, I get it. You and Carr are buds. But, you know, after the game, you go, good game, good game. If he goes, hey, let me get the jersey, go, that's fine, bud. I'm going to go to the locker room. I'll have someone bring it over to you. Talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah, what's Russ doing with that? Because he did that with DK for that game one up in Seattle.
Oh, did he?
And it just looks, you know, that's where Russ kind of gives people that little, he rubs them a little bit wrong. It just feels kind of, I don't know, like set up. You know, contrived, like it's all kind of just people are watching, obviously. But he whipped the jerseys off. They threw him on the ground in Seattle and turns for like the Sharpie, you know. And it's not just the signature. It's like with a message, too.
Yeah. And that's where I'm like, dude, I mean, and I love Russ. And like I said, what he does for the community and stuff. But he needs to turn it on a little bit. Like, dude, let's get the badass going a little bit. Like, we don't need to do that right after a loss. Like, you should be pissed off like Tommy is. You know, you don't see Tom switching jerseys after, you know, a loss.
Yeah, some of these dudes sign for 230 and some of the fire disappears, you know. Or like a Conor McGregor, you get the chippers and you start to lose your next 3.
Good call.
But Tom keeps the passion.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's throwing the computers on the sidelines down, and that's why we like Tommy. But that situation for KC, it was just trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take her. So for the week, it went 5-0. So on the season, we're 11-6-1. I believe that's 64%.
Mm-hmm.
And we always like to, you know, give realistic expectations every year. So I've got one for you that, you know, will help the listeners here. You know, we always joke around that, you know, people hear that you win 57% and they think it's terrible and stuff. So I'm in this other contest, just like with this guy that puts it on. But there's 200 people in this contest, and it's run through CBS Sports, and you pick 8 NFL games off the slate each week. And he's been doing it for 19 years, and he and I were texting back and forth because I had a question. I was just like wondering how many entries there are. And he said in the 19 years that he's been doing it, only 2 people have gotten 60% or higher.
Wow.
Yeah, so that gives you an indication of, you know, how hard it is to win the NFL.
Well, 8 games is a lot, too.
It is. It is. Yep. And so, you know, like I said, our goal here, I think we've gone 58, 57, 58% in the season. So, you know, if we were to go 57% again, that's great. Of course, we'd like to see 60, but right now we're at 64. Let's keep her rocking.
Mm-hmm. It's a solid number.
Mm-hmm.
The other person that owed me a little bit of the apology was Trevor Lawrence, because they were rocking 14-0, but then the rain got the best of them there.
Well, and was it the rain?
Five turnovers on his own.
Yeah, I didn't see that game. I saw that it was 14-0, and I said, wow, your uncle's got the Jags here. He's going to be stoked. I mean, just think about that. So 14 plus the 6.5, they've got to score 3 touchdowns. I mean, that thing's ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't paying attention to that one because I didn't have anything on it. And then I just saw Jalen start coming back.
Well, when you fumble and you're already inside the 30, you know, multiple times, like that's crushing.
Yeah.
You're right back in the game.
Right.
4 fumbles, 1 pick.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Now, the weather obviously didn't help, but how come it didn't affect Jalen is my question.
Yeah, he held on to it.
You know what I mean?
Better. And Baltimore and the Bills kind of played in similar weather. You know, Lamar had a good game. I just take those 3 and let's see what happens there.
Oh, I know. The Eagles, they're just a wrecking machine right now. They actually were only 4 for 15 on third down, but they're 4 for 6 in the red zone. I mean, the red zone's where you gotta make your hay, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
They're rolling right now. They're the only undefeated squad. And Jalen's just balling. I love to see Jalen ball.
Yep. I think I sent it to you. The only undefeated team against the spread, though, is the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, let's talk about the ATLer here. So they surprised some people coming out. And, you know, people are like, oh, this is an over team, blah, blah, blah. I was watching Mariota, and we like Mariota and stuff, but probably of all the starting quarterbacks, he's probably the worst passer. Like, when you see that ball go, you're not going to hear anyone go, that guy can spin it.
Fields.
Mm. Well,
accuracy wise.
Right, well, right. But, like, if Fields throws the ball, at least looks better. Mariota's kind of looks like, I don't know, if you were throwing it, maybe.
Die ball.
But guess what? They lost my boy Cordero. Patterson's out.
84 in the backfield.
Ah, dude. And I've got him on the fantasy, too. So I've got to hit the waiver wire. But that's huge for them. I mean, he's one of their best offensive weapons. And let's get right into it here. You know who they play this week?
Big Tom at Tom.
Getting divorced, Big Tom right now. Okay. Down in Tampa. And Tom is going to be policed. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's lost to Green Bay and the Chiefs now. What happens when he plays this squad, the worst team in his division, really? Well, nope, I take that back. Carolina probably is.
Uh-huh.
So the line right now is, what are you seeing for the line?
I see 8.
Okay.
Tampa.
We're going to do this. We're going to take Tampa, okay, -8. This is going to be a double-digit W for sure. We're also going to tease it. Our last week's teaser worked out really well. We didn't even need to tease it. They both won straight up. The Titans and the Cardinals were our teaser last week, both won straight up. This week, teaser for the teaser people, we're going to take Tommy straight up -8. We're also going to move it down to 6, and we're going to do that with a couple other squads. Speaking of Patty, how about we move Patty from 6 or from 7 down to 1 against the Raiders, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've got one more here. Wrap them all up into 3 different teasers. The Niners playing Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to move it down to a pick 'em. So you got 3 teams there, put in 3 different 2-team teasers. You got the Bucks, KC, the Niners, and also we got the Bucks -8. 4 plays right there.
Boom.
Woo!
So what? How do you tie them together, though?
Well, I'm just saying. So, I mean, you just have to put them in separately. So the first teaser you're going to do.
But you put them in as 2-teamer.
Right. So you do Bucks and KC, then you come back and you do Bucks and the Nines, and then you come back and you do the Nines and KC.
Right.
So three separate teasers there.
Three separate checks you can cash. Courtesy of Bolt.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, if we keep her going here. But the Niners play Carolina, and is Carolina good looking?
Yep, I was on the AZ-er.
Well, so was I, buddy. In fact, I was on them so much that in my Survivor League, I took them. And when I put it into the system, it goes like big red alert. It goes, you've taken an underdog. You've taken an underdog.
Are you sure?
Yeah, exactly. And I felt like getting back to him saying, they shouldn't be the underdog. They shouldn't be the underdog. And it proved to be the right case because Baker is good looking. That offense is good looking.
Yeah. McCaffrey's going, this is money.
Yeah, he is. He's like, wow, do I need to get out of here?
And then now the league, you know, these GMs, they're like, we're never paying a running back again, this kind of coin.
No kidding. Yeah, he's getting a lot of chips. I mean, Carolina, 2 for 10 on the third downs, 1 for 3 on the fourth downs. And are you ready for this stat? They had a whopping 220 yards. Okay. And that was against the Cards.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when they play the Nines? You saw what the Nines did to the Rams last night. I mean, the Niners have a top 5 defense in the NFL easily. Might even be a top 3er right now.
Yep.
They're balling. How about when they get Baker and the Panthers? Good night.
Yep, Jimmy's been there a little longer getting the reps. I mean, they are going to hum a little. They got to go cross country here. You know, you could have a little bit of a letdown, but it's -5 Niners. I'll take the Niners here all day.
Right. I mean, how about Debo? Is that guy any good? Mm-hmm. Does he help your stats when you're a quarterback? You throw a 10-yard slant, and he goes, let me take it to the house for 57.
Just a touch.
You're almost tackling me when I'm coming across the middle of the field. It's legit. That guy balls.
That's like the, you know, for Bama and those guys, they just throw it right the line of scrimmage and they go 70.
Yep. And it slightly hooks up your stats for a quarterback. You know, that baseball movie where they did the analytics and the guy broke it down and like people weren't factoring like guys getting on base with
Moneyball.
Moneyball. Thank you.
With Beep Hit.
With walks and stuff. Someone needs to do the money ball when the guy throws it, you know, 3 yards and he takes it to the house 70. Like, that shouldn't be a 70-yard touchdown for the quarterback, you know?
Well, we can't rewrite the rules here.
No. I'm not saying rewrite the rules. I'm just saying there needs to be a money ball for football.
Yeah, you just got to use your eyeballs a little better when you go, like, scout these dudes.
You're exactly right. That actually leads us into something that I don't want to forget because we've got a winner for giving a review. It actually goes out to Corey Como. Corey Como, thanks a lot for your review, buddy. So why don't you email score@boltbrady.com, and we'll shoot you a hat. And for anyone else that leaves us a review, get a chance to win a hat from us. So that'd be great if you did that as well. But anyway, Corey Como, he tweeted me and he was asking, you know, about how we come up with our handicapping. And it is a lot different than most people because I think a lot of the handicappers out there are kind of more data driven and analytical. Didn't really play the sport. And I think we rely a little bit more on our eyes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, this whole yards per play against teams that prefer to play in a dime.
Yeah. It can get a little much. But, you know, some people like that. And, you know me, I listen to all kinds of podcasts and some of them go into the weeds quite a bit. You know, at least I think so. But I find it entertaining. I'm just not sure everyone else does. But, yeah, we don't get into the PFF and, you know, all that stuff as much as others do.
Yeah. I mean, you can lean on some numbers for sure in some areas. But what helps now, too, is being a month in and seeing these guys play, checking out some injuries, but just watching who does what against another team that's so-called good or not. Now we've got something to look at.
Right. And actually, one of Corey's questions was, too, is, you know, and this came up from Patty, I think, and some others, but about trends, you know, do you look at trends? And the way that I would answer that is, yes, I do. But then I try to make sense. Why is that trend happening? So, for example, you know, you're hearing a lot of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick trends, and do those really apply anymore? I mean, I don't really think they do. You know, that those so many of those trends were when they were together. Same thing with Tomlin for the Pittsburgh, you know, him as an underdog. Well, that was when he had Big Ben his entire career, you know. So those trends, I don't think, make sense anymore. So, you know, if there's a trend out there and someone's talking about, hey, this guy balls when he has red colored shoelaces, I mean, that doesn't really make sense. So to answer that question, I use trends if I can figure out to me what makes sense about that trend.
I think there was one last weekend, and it was the like the London game, and it was the favorite was like 8-2 or something, whatever you said.
Oh, right.
And sure enough, you know, Minnesota was -2.5 and bingo.
Yep. And so then you think about that and you're like, okay, why does the favorite ball over there? Well, there's a lot of distractions going on. You know, there's a lot of travel. You're in a new country. So yeah, you'd think like the better team is probably more disciplined and just balls more. This week it's Green Bay and New York. And Green Bay is -8. I don't know. That's a stay away for me. Actually,
they're in London. Yeah, back to back weeks here.
Uh huh.
That's right.
I'm down on the Green Bay a little bit right now, and that's why we gave out the Patriots last week against them.
I think if Daniel didn't hurt his ankle and he had to come back in because Tyrod got the concussion, I think this line would be a little bit lower. You know, maybe the 4.
Oh, that much.
I mean, dude, if Daniel can't really get around, what are they doing here? I mean, Saquon is playing well.
Well, I don't think it'd be that low. I think what they're doing, the line will just go up if Daniel's announced being out.
No, I mean, he might just tough it out here.
Yeah, it's not official yet, you know, if he's in or out.
Yeah. But yeah, Green Bay is definitely not humming, you know, with the receiving game and stuff.
The survivor pool. You know, I was telling one of our buddies, he's like, I think I'm going to take Green Bay. I go, dude, that's what everyone's going to do. Let's not take them and hope they lose. And it almost happened. In my survivor pool, out of 550 dudes, there's 70 left and 50 of them had Green Bay.
Billy Zapp pulling out the miracle.
Well, yeah. So Billy Zapp, how about Billy Zapp this week? And he's probably going to get the start. And why don't we talk about that game? Because guess what? Zapparoo. We're going with you.
2.5 at home.
Yep. And we're going to take the Patriots there.
Really? Over Detroit?
Yes, we are. Because I'll tell you why. You ready? Let's dig a little deeper. Some people haven't mentioned this yet. But do you remember when the Patriots crapped on the Rams, when the Rams scored a whopping 9 points? Guess who was playing QB that game?
Well, that was the Super Bowl.
Doesn't matter. Big Bill. Belichick, that is, knows how to game plan for big Jared Goff here. And the only worry that you'd have is the offense for the Patriots. Well, guess what? Detroit might have the worst defense in the league. They're giving up, on average, 31 points a ball game. Okay. Now they travel into Bills territory. We'll take the Patriots.
Hmm.
Yep.
I think they're like the highest scoring team in the league right now.
Well, they are. Like, their games have gone over every single game. I mean, they played Seattle last week, and the over-under was 47, and the Seattle got 48 by themselves, and Detroit got 45. Like, they both almost went over. What a joker. their defense is horrible.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, they're getting hyped up because they're on the HBO show and this and that, you know. That stuff's all nice and dandy, but as this season goes along, it's like in these contests, like the Circa and stuff, some of these guys' records are unbelievable, and it's awesome for them. But as the season goes on and on, guess what? Those guys start coming back to the field, and they actually go down to the basement.
Low dose of reality.
Yes, thank you. Till the season's over. So that's Big Detroiter.
Yeah, they are fun to watch. You know, I mean, better than they've been. And Coach Campbell's a likable dude. So that one's tricky for me with the rookie QB. But you know, Belichick will play it safe, run the ball, play some D. So
exactly.
I just might pick some other games besides that one.
Well, go for it. Why don't you tell me what you like here, big guy?
I was with you with the Niners. I mean, I'll take the -5.
Okay.
And then the one guy, I love this guy on the bounce back weeks, is Baltimore at home.
Me and you both, buddy. That's a best better for me as well.
-3 Sunday night game with Cincy coming to town.
And how about this one? You know, one of the themes this year for us is the big revenge game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about last year? Baltimore not only lost to them one time, 41-17. Okay, they got smoked by Cincinnati last year, 41-17. So guess what? In the second game of the season, they're ready to ball. Not so much. They got waxed 41-21 that game. And now they come back, and it's Big Lamar's house after a loss. Wow, this is the best bets of the best bets.
For sure. And since he's kind of gotten, you know, some of the QBs they've played have been like Brissett, Flacco, Trubisky.
Exactly. Not really murderer's row there.
No. And here comes Lamar, a little ticked off.
Here comes Lamar, slow Joe. I mean, we were watching him this weekend, and he goes back, and he tries to throw. He's not like, you know, Fields or those guys that give it a half second before they tuck it and take off. He's back there, and he's going through his progressions, and he goes, rotten. No one's open here. All right, guys. See you later. And he just jets through the line and takes off for like 25.
Right. And then cuts her out of bounds.
Oh, it's so legit to watch.
He's like, Andrews isn't open.
Exactly.
Let's get her going.
I enjoy watching him. He's a joy to watch.
Yep. Well, I mean, then since he got Bridgewater there at the end of the Miami game, too.
Well, aren't you touching on all the games I like here? You know what they call him. Big
Teddy Cubs.
Teddy Covers. Not two glove Teddy. It's Teddy Covers. Are you ready for this stat? When Teddy's on the road, okay? Teddy's on the road here this game. They're giving up 3, or is it 3.5 to the Jets?
I see 3 right here.
Okay.
Miami's -3.
Okay. I think it's 3.5. We'll put down 3.5. Teddy is 24-6 on the road against the spread. That's 80% cover rate. Teddy, time to crap on him. First of all, people might not agree with this. Teddy might be the upgrade, in my opinion. Teddy balls.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, he's definitely serviceable. He's done this before. He went 5-0 the year he came in for Breeze with that broken.
I mean, you were pissed on Thursday night because you took Miami. I don't know why you did.
We were looking fine.
Oh, dude. Well, and then you were like, well, it's because Tua got knocked out. But what you forget is that the offense was humming better once Teddy came in. I mean, he drove them right down and scored. And literally, like right then, if someone goes, hey, do you want out of your bet? I maybe would have done it. Because I'm like, rotten, Teddy's in. The guy balls.
He won out.
I don't want Teddy in the ball game, you know? It's like when Jimmy G comes in versus Trey.
So I was going to say, when Trey got knocked out.
You know, you're like, rotten. So anyway, Teddy gets the full week of practice with the starters, you know? It's going to be rotten. And they're playing the Jets. This line, you know, was 6. And it got bumped down to 3.5 because the Jets beat the legit Steelers.
Yeah, which they aren't looking too good.
I mean, the Jets could get the Bashers Award this week. They're probably partying pretty hard in New York after that W.
And this would put them above 500, you know, it'd put them at 3-2. But yeah, I'd go with Miami here.
Time to get smoked.
Sorry, Zach Wills.
Yeah.
Teddy's got you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the 9. Oh, and then, you know, might be stepping in front of the buzzsaw here for some, but It's time for Philly. It was time last week and the rain kind of got them, but AZ at home is getting 5.5. And one of these weeks, you know, Kyler and these guys are going to be ready at the start of the game.
Right.
Instead of humming a little bit in the second half. Let's put a little time in here in the video room here, Kyler.
And so are you taking Kyler?
Yeah, 5.5 at home.
Okay, I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, that line actually, before the season started, was AZ favored. So it's flopped a lot. I would strongly agree with that one.
Yep. Those are the ones I liked a lot. And then, you know, like the Chargers are 2.5 at Cleveland. You got to think about that one. Yeah. And then, you know, the game of the week I'll always look at is our boy Fields. You know, he's going to Minnesota. Minnesota's -7 right now. I mean, the guy just can't do squat. He's not throwing the ball over 50%.
Right. So how about he had the lowest prop ever, passing prop ever. His over-under for yardage was 148 yards. It's the lowest passing prop for a quarterback ever.
yeah, he's the lowest yardage ever through four games in the NFL season.
Wow. These are not the stats you want behind your name.
No.
The only reluctancy that I would have there is, remember, Minnesota just played in London.
Yeah.
Typically, teams, there's been 60 teams that have played over in London. 55 of them have requested the bye because the NFL gives you the choice. Do you want the bye after London or do you want to save it? The Saints and the Vikings both said they'd save it. So that's my only hesitation on those. That's a long trip to come back and have to play again.
And the buys haven't started yet either.
Right, but they could have had it if they wanted it.
But it's a little too early.
Exactly.
People don't want it week 5, 4, you know.
They want to wait. But other teams have not. Like I said, only 5 out of 60 teams have not taken the buy since 2009 when they started playing over in London.
They go, if you give us Fields and company, no.
Yeah, exactly. They go, who are we playing? They're like, you'll play the Bears. They go, you know what? Screw it. That's like a half buy anyway. We'll take her.
Yeah, keep that on the sketch.
Woo!
All right, you want to give your NFL recap?
Sure, sure, sure. So the Ravens, -3. Jets, -3.5. Pats, -2.5. And then I like the Bucks teased with KC. So the Bucks down to 2, KC down to 1. And then I also like KC teased with San Fran. And then I also like San Fran teased with the Bucks. So there's 3 separate teasers there. And then I've got one college for you when you're ready.
Sure. And if they need to hit rewind there to catch all the teasers, feel free. Let's hear the college pick.
So the college picks so far this year are 4-6. We slipped this in here for the guys that like college. Be patient with me, though, because I think college football and college basketball are probably my most profitable sports. So it'll turn around here. We're going with 1. Utah, -4 against UCLA. UCLA just beat Washington, so everyone thinks that they're legit. I watched the full game. UCLA's quarterback's been there for a long time, and he just doesn't have it. I mean, I don't care how many years he's played. You're playing big Utah. They've only lost 1 game. That was against Florida. That's slightly a better team.
Where's this game?
It's in UCLA. Mm-hmm. Utah -4. Utah, better squad, better coach. Let's take care of business.
Yeah, Utah's looking like they might win the Pac-12, you know, so that's a good one.
Oh, and before we end here, I've got a little college side note for you. So how about someone put $575,000 on USC when they played ASU to win
$13,000?
So we always get a kick out of those chipper ones.
That's just the money laundering every time I hear it. It just makes zero sense.
But you know, you're like, hey, you're like, there's no way they're listening. They're losing to this squad. I mean, this is a dumpster fire over here.
But what's the point of the $13,000? It just, that doesn't add up.
Dude, I mean, $13,000, it doesn't matter how wealthy you are. You can do a lot with $13,000.
Rinse these bills for me. I just got them from Liv Golf. All right, don't forget to write some reviews on Apple Podcasts for it. And we pick a winner. We'll mail you a hat, just like our boy Corey today.
That's right.
And follow the Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. Bolt throws up the updates there, game of. If things change, he'll let you know. That'll do it for week 4. We will catch you guys next time.
See ya.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.